This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour of this transmission, we wage war on corruption. We crash the lies and disinformation. We're interviewing Paul Joseph Watson, the researcher and editor of my website, prisonplanet.com. He's also an author of a definitive book on government-sponsored terror and other key New World Order activities, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. We've got Charles, John, and many others holding. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Paul, in about a minute or two, recap the facts that it's obvious that they murdered Diana, her new letter, then get into what you think the aftermath will be, because I know you've been writing and researching this for years. And then I want to get into Dr. David Kelly and these dark actors that have been threatening him now being at the scene and some of the different testimony in the inquiry. Then I want to get into the unification of the world ID card now being implemented from Europe to the U.S.
Parallels which we can draw between Diana and the David Kelly situation, which suggests that both are connected in the fact that they were both murders and not an accident and a suicide, but a couple of things that we need to throw in regarding the Diana death was that, firstly, on top of all the hard evidence that we've already run through, the cameras, the 17 security cameras turning off right before the crash, the police radios going dead, the lack of response after the crash from medical authorities, the hour and a half delay.
Diana's seen talking by witnesses.
We can throw in the actual evidence we have on top of all this, which is kind of the cherry on the cake. It's not the bait, it's not the foundation of our assertion that she was murdered, but we have the usual, and we see this in every case, the ritualistic symbols which the Illuminati use to communicate with each other. The car hitting pillar number 13, and then the memorial being an eternal torch flame, which obviously was also used for the Kennedy Memorial.
And by the way, directly above that tunnel is a little island area where they admit the Romans wrote about that being the center of Druid rituals and sacrifice.
Yeah, it's an ancient pagan sacrificial site, and we have the lighted torch, just as was the aftermath of the World Trade Center Memorial. With
and the same torch,
flame.
The same torch and black swans at our memorial in England, Kennedy site, the eternal flame, the burning torch.
So again, it's the Illuminati communicating to each other that this was, in effect, their dirty work, and that's not the foundation of our case, but it's just the indication that it was an elite
Well,
hit.
It's like the sniper attack. Somebody leaves a skull and bones death card. They always engage in these trappings.
And then we can go into the parallels with the murder of Dr. David Kelly. Basically, we would expect the circumstances of the deaths of Dr. David Kelly and Princess Diana to be somewhat varied, because one was apparently an accident and the other was apparently a suicide. But it's what the two have in common that indicates that both were in fact murders, and indeed both carried out by a team that used the same tactics. Both David Kelly and Princess Diana were, in a sense, disgruntled former employees, Kelly of the British government and Diana of the royal family. Both had grudges to bear and held sensitive information. Kelly, primarily from his work in biospecific viruses at Porton Down, and Diana from her involvement with both Prince Charles and Prince Philip. So this in itself was a motive for their assassination. And in both cases, we're on the eve, both Diana and David Kelly were on the eve of making an announcement which would have severe ramifications for the authorities. Kelly on Blair lying about Iraq's WMD, and Diana announcing her engagement and, in fact, pregnancy with Dodi Fayed.
All right, smashing, Paul. Excellent analysis. total precision. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more analysis of this for another 5-10 minutes. Then your calls. You can get involved on air. I'm Alex Jones with Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word. PureTech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
PureTech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The PureTech Pure Air System. Online at PureTech.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlie, John, Brian, Cliff, and others. Your calls are coming up here in just in a few minutes. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. You missed the analysis in the last 35 minutes. Boy, I tell you, it's important stuff, and I know Paul will post this interview at PrisonPlanet.com in the audio section with all the key interviews we've done, and several of those are, of course, with Paul and hundreds of other prominent people from across the political spectrum, all exposing the New World Order. Well, I guess a few of them are enemies of freedom, socialist gun grabbers like Ann Coulter. But we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, author of Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Find out more at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, now, Dr. David Kelly, bioweapons expert, head of Porton Down, engineer, race-specific bioweapons, blows the whistle that they're lying about weapons of mass destruction. He'd been a hawk, found in the field with electrodes on his chest, undigested pills in his belly. He'd said he'd been getting threatened, dark actors around him, his phone acting up, that he was going to, quote, get his good name out. He was going to make an announcement. He was tired of being attacked. Suddenly he's found dead with his wrist slit, and then now they the police come up and see weird guys in black military uniforms. They walk off. They're told to shut up. This comes out in the inquiry. Then they perjure themselves and say, okay, we didn't see him. This is all going on. Dr. David Kelly, tie that in with the British royalty, the German royalty, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha family getting rid of their enemies.
Well, we were drawing parallels between the obvious murders of both Diana and Dr. David Kelly. A couple of points to round that off. The first people to discover both bodies acted like they were basically mopping up a crime scene rather than helping or reporting a victim. And we had the so-called incompetent medics in the case of Diana and the strange men in black jumpsuits, which came out in the Hutton inquiry, that were reported to be hovering around Kelly's body by eyewitnesses before the police even arrived. Also, we have the fact that both Diana and David Kelly stated that they would likely be killed in the coming months. Obviously, we had the stories on Monday that Diana stated that she would have a car accident, and we had David Kelly coming out in the weeks before his death saying that, or in the 10 months or so before his death, before the Iraq war, stating that if war on Iraq was declared, that pretty soon he would be found dead in the woods, which is exactly what happened. And so we see these parallels between the two cases, and so the question to ask is who actually carried out these assassinations.
And Paul, these little tidbits come out. He's saying, I'll be found in the dead in the woods if I don't shut up. I've got dark actors threatening me. Somebody's tapping my phone. I'm going to get my name back. We've got Diana saying they're going to make me have a car crash and kill me afterwards. And, you know, I've been threatened by, and it's blanked out in the newspaper, Prince Charles, Prince Philip. I mean, you start, and then you've got the cameras all being off in the tunnel, and you've got the hour and a half of the hospital, and Diana talking and being conscious when the first people got there, and then the man who sees all this being arrested by the French, and you just keep, and then her being pregnant with this Arab's child.
Well, yeah, we've got Kelly saying that his phone's tapped. We've got Diana weeks before her death saying that her apartment is completely bugged. And so, again, another parallel between the two cases, but to ask which actual group carried out both the Diana and Kelly assassinations, obviously we're talking about the British intelligence apparatus, MI5 and MI6, but digging deeper, and this is especially interesting since I mentioned before the Mercedes crashing into Pillar 13 in the Pont Del Mar tunnel. And there's actually a paramilitary assassination group in the UK which goes by the name of Group 13. People who've actually researched this group later found themselves being threatened at gunpoint. This Group 13, so-called, evolved out of former SAS members that were in Northern Ireland in the late 70s, and we know the history of British
intelligence. Those are the guys carrying out the terror bombings to keep the occupation going.
Yeah, those are the guys in the MI5 bomb squads actually carrying out the purported IRA bombings, later turn out to be MI5. And this Group 13 was later contracted to carry out hits for the British government on behalf of the Foreign Office. And from the evidence of previous researchers, it was affiliated internationally with an American-based assassination team called Pegasus, which takes its orders from the NSA. And all this has been put out there by people on the fringes of these organizations who are desperately trying to blow the whistle. But the bottom line with Diana is that she had the ability to take any issue whatsoever and put it at the forefront of public scrutiny, as she did with the landmines issue. And so, in my estimation, this ability, coupled with her inside knowledge of the royal family and her affair with an Arab.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that's the coup de grace, that she's with this rich Arab who owns the shopping malls in Europe, admittedly pregnant by him, about to get married?
Yeah, the royals didn't want her to taint their sacred bloodline, and basically Diana was too much of a loose cannon with too big a chip on her shoulder that she couldn't be tolerated any longer. But the ramifications of the story on Monday are basically twofold. Firstly, that we've seen renewed calls for a British-based inquiry, independent inquest into Diana's death. And we had the story yesterday. Tony Blair's spokesman basically completely dismissed the possibility of this. obviously, when the amount of disinformation is out there as it is today, it becomes almost impossible to conclusively prove anything. But, of course, the flip side of that is that
they
no
can't
one believes
prove
what the government is saying.
Exactly. They can't prove. Their stories are always the most ridiculous and the most easy to disprove. We can always just prove their story, and then it's obvious what really happened. But there's so much smoke thrown up, the average person's confused. Now, Paul, we're about to go to calls, but... you put a poll up on the website from one of the major newspapers. What did it close at? Last time I saw it, it was 76% of the British people believed Diana was murdered. In our polls, it was about 62% in CNN. 84% believe Kennedy was killed by the government. 89% to 87% think the border should be controlled, illegals deported. I guess we're all just raving kooks and conspiracy theorists.
Well, that must be the case. I mean, we had the London Mirror poll, and the Mirror is actually the biggest selling newspaper in Britain. The Mirror poll ended at 76% of British people think that Diana's death was not an accident. And then after that, we had TV polls on BBC and Sky News, which stated that the figure that believed that it wasn't an accident was as high as 90%. And even in America, we had a CNN poll, which was showing 65% believed it wasn't an accident.
So it closed at 65. When I saw it, it was like 62. Excellent. So we're definitely deprogramming people. Let's take calls. We'll get into national ID cards before you leave us. Let's talk to Charles in South Carolina. You're on the air with Paul Watson and Alex Jones.
Alex, I read all that stuff in the American Free Press, what are you saying? That isn't what I called for. Let me ask you a question so I know what I'm talking about. Did you say to that woman that Pat Robinson wouldn't say something like that?
I said it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Okay, but it's true. I haven't got cable. I just watch this regular ABC. He's on ABC 9 o'clock in the morning. That ain't the only thing this guy says. He's a New World Order all the way. Okay? Take my word for it. I'm not a liar. You know who I am. Okay? And I'm a reader of the Spotlight, and I know it all. This guy's a New World Order all the way, Mr.
No, I'm
Pat
just
Robinson.
Saying. I was just saying it's hard to believe he can get away with that.
Well, he's doing it. If you have somebody tune in on him and see what I'm talking about. Tune in on him. Have somebody listening to him, okay?
Okay, Charles.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. You're on the air, John.
I used to live in England with the U.S. Air Force, and it was reported that the Queen makes $500 million a year income tax-free and is the largest landowner in New York City. Trevor Rees-Jones was an MI6 agent who reported that British intelligence plotted assassination of the Bosnian president using a car with a remote-controlled anti-lock brake system. Diana Doty's car was broken into and the ABS computer stolen, and then the computer was recovered and reinstalled in the car that crashed. It was not replaced with a new one. If the left side brakes are triggered, the car will steer hard left, which is what it did. And Rees-Jones was arrested in USA to prevent his scheduled TV interview. He missed his return flight on Swiss Air Flight 111 that crashed and killed everybody on board. After Diana and the so-called DUI crash, DUI laws were changed to lower the blood alcohol limit for the entire planet. This is a scam of the police state. Tennessee Driver's License Handbook admits, quote, you can still be convicted of DUI with blood alcohol of 0.0%, end quote. Breath testers don't even test alcohol, and they get hundreds of false positives for diabetes, dieting, exercise. You're already under arrest before you get a blood alcohol test. It's all fraud. There's no passing score. Now, the U.S. Air Force and NSA bugged Diana's cell phone, and the BBC published the X-rated transcripts. On the day of Diana's murder, 90% of the British people said that the royals killed her. It was just a gut reaction.
I remember I was in San Francisco filming America Destroyed by Design, and everybody was walking down the street going, they killed her, they killed her. Paul, what was it like in England the day they murdered her?
Well, it was obviously used as a mass psychosis device, which is what these incidents usually are used for, World Trade Center specifically. But the caller mentioned Trevor Rees-Jones, and we touched on this earlier, but we didn't go in any depth. Trevor Rees-Jones as the bodyguard was supposed to not be wearing a seatbelt because that is the mandate of bodyguards. But he was pictured at the traffic lights right before they entered the tunnel not wearing a seatbelt, and then the official explanation later on is that he survived because he wore a seatbelt. And so later we get the whole tale about how the Mercedes was taken in 3 weeks before stolen and the brakes were tampered with, so that does dovetail with what the caller was saying.
All right. Thank you, John. Great points. We'll be right back with more calls, more news. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim & Bigger.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. Paul Watson's going to stay with us about another 15 minutes or so into the next segment, so we have time to take more of your calls on the subject of the murder of Dr. David Kelly, the special forces types around the body when the first police walk up, and then no one thinks to question the guy in black, the 3 guys in black outfits. Kelly says he'll be found dead in the woods. All this stuff. He's being threatened. Dark actors. And literally, they found dark actors when they got there. Princess Diana. We're going to get into national ID cards, how they're being implemented everywhere, and the big push in England and Europe and here by stealth. And, of course, your calls. We're about to go to Brian, Cliff, Allen, and others. First, let's go to Patrick in England calling in via cell phone. And you're on the air with your fellow English man, Patrick. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, and well, thank you very much indeed. No, I was at a seminar at the weekend in Chepstow where this was dealt with. People like you and me who research this kind of information, sorry there's cars passing me by here, but two pieces of news evidence emerged about David Kelly. The search that was mobilized, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. The search was mobilized at 2:30 p.m. before he had left the house. And indeed, that motor cruiser was on the river, and Navy SEAL, three guys in Navy-type uniforms were seen there. But one of the key pieces of evidence is Dr. Kelly had hardly any blood at the scene, just minor blood. He did not bleed out. If he cut his wrist, he would have bled out.
He had undigested pills in his stomach.
Correct. Well, that's what they say. But
Let me get Paul's take on what you're saying. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, there was little blood at the scene, according to the original eyewitnesses. And we had three, basically, walkers in the countryside that had hired a boat to sail along the river that saw in the distance three men, three large, heavily built men in black jumpsuits, just hovering around the body, checking the body, who then walked off. 10 minutes later, the police arrive and identify the body. So again, we have these people that come almost before the authorities to mop up the crime scene, and obviously their activities before these three ramblers saw them is what we're actually trying to highlight.
All right. Your take, Patrick, on Princess Diana.
Well, just before we get the other piece of conflicting evidence, that's correct what Paul says, at the Hutton Inquiry was that Dr. Kelly was found by the civilian searchers sitting up against a tree dead. The police said he was lying down on the ground. That's the total conflict of evidence there. But the Princess Diana thing, yes, colleagues of mine have researched the Mercedes 600, that's some piece of kit. It was, they had a fleet of six of those at the Ritz. The specific one she killed in was stolen weeks before and returned and valeted and cleaned and ready to go. So that alone. And can I give you a third piece of evidence? You know what we're talking about. Mike Dickin on Talk Sport, on air the very hour she was killed, one of his listeners phoned in from Paris and said they saw Princess Diana standing outside the car holding her head after the crash.
Well, that's what eyewitnesses said, saw her talking and moving around. Thank you,
yep,
sir, for the call, Patrick.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Brian in Kansas. Brian, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's Brandon.
Okay, Brandon, go ahead.
Don't worry about the name mix-up. Happens all the time. What I had to mention is off to today's subject, but relates back to what you were talking about a few weeks ago. And it's you had mentioned that the yuppies are the hardest people, group of people to get aware of what's happening.
Because they think they're part of the establishment.
Exactly. I work with a bunch of yuppies. And I work in the IT section. And to give you a little bit of my background,
I hope they enjoy the seven times the layoffs of already happened to to India.
Yeah, really. Tell me, that's a different subject there altogether. But I have an RF background with military and civilian both. And the thing that I found that works for getting their attention and actually making them aware is to talk about the OnStar system. And, talk about it in a level they can understand it as far as how it operates and how your vehicle can be controlled by it.
Your vehicle can be controlled. They admit Homeland Security is using it as a bug to listen to people.
And that has been, I verified that a week and a half ago, actually almost 2 weeks ago, I was at a sit-through demonstration on the OnStar system with two different sales reps. And the look on their face when I started asking for technology demos was, very surprised that they came across somebody that knew how the system worked and knew what it was capable of.
Well, I mean, it's admitted in industry papers that Homeland Security is using it to listen to people.
Oh, yeah.
It's hooked in directly. The GPS system is owned by the government and serves at the pleasure of the auto manufacturers. Comments to what this gentleman's saying, Paul?
Well, yeah, the satellite control system in all cars goes back almost 10 years, which is why the eyewitness reports of the Diana crash that the Mercedes without any distraction from any other vehicles, mysteriously veered into the 13th pillar. Goes back to the fact that this Group 13 had been using that mechanism of remote control to crash cars years previously to the Diana crash.
And that was something that they would not even touch on the demo when I started asking them to demonstrate how the engine could be shut off.
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Brian. We'll talk to Cliff and Alan as well when we get back and get into national ID cards with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The following is an actual conversation between a NeoConStar operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With NeoConStar, help is just a satellite away.
NeoConStar, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not... Sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the NeoConStar observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the NeoConStar console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
Yes, thanks for using the NeoConStar. Paul, we need to get that posted on PrisonPlanet.com so that can get spread around the Internet. I keep meaning to call and tell you that for weeks. But, I mean, that's more in the realm of reality for what we're facing. The big automakers have said they want retina scanners to, quote, tell if you're tired. Now we're hearing about, oh, tired driving's worse than drunk driving. What's the answer? A retina scanner in all cars. Why, it'll save lives and to make sure your car isn't too hot with your children in it. A wireless hookup to an infrared scanner, very inexpensive. They want to make that standard by 2005. That's MSNBC, by the way. Going back to Brian in Kansas, continuing to discuss this, you say you went to an OnStar demo discussion. They were freaking out that you knew about this. Tell us some more. Brian, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Or Brandon, excuse me?
Yes, I'm here.
What else did they say?
The main demo that they wanted to give was to show how you can make cellular calls from inside your car using the OnStar system, which is all via connected through cellular usage and your satellite uplink through cellular. I did get them to admit to the fact that they can monitor conversations going on inside the car without anybody knowing it, and that they have used that already. And, of course, they were really surprised and denied it until I finally kept at them. And finally got them to admit to that they do that, but only with a court order. I said, okay, so you're saying you have the technology that is capable of doing it? He said, yes. I said, how many times has it been done? Well, it's only been done once.
Yeah, right. Look, folks, the satellites are owned by the government.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bin Laden's owned part of the company with the Bushes. Then it, quote, went into bankruptcy, and the government took it over. Now it's all hooked into the control grid, the GPS, 66 satellites and 6 spares. I'm not kidding, folks. It's how they announce it. Orbiting the planet. Just absolutely amazing that this is going on. Paul Watson, your take on this, because the same system's being put in your country. They're announcing they're going to start taxing you to drive with the satellite boxes that just accidentally were put in all your cars.
Yeah, and we've got the EU calling for a national ID card. And on the side, also at a lower level, calling for a national or a European health ID card.
And a European driver's license. Same thing in England, same thing here. This is the national ID card, and people don't even know it.
Yeah, just today we've got the article calling for an EU driving license. And the satire in the clip you just played about the national ID card grading people on levels of security and whether they've committed criminal offences in the past is no joke, because we have from Australia, which is also on the website today, the airliners are creating this database which produces graded ratings on whether people are yellow, orange, or red security threats.
So, and you become a threat if you have bad credit.
Yeah, we've got CAPS too. We've got the Pacific database, which includes all people in Australia, New Zealand, and basically Australasia.
And then we have the Matrix system integrating the echelon group of countries into the state level, from the counties in your country to the states in my land. It's just amazing. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Let's now talk to Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Alex and Paul. Appreciate what you're doing. I've gotten all your tapes, Alex, and I've been making copies, and I've been targeting the wrong audience. I've been distributing them to principals, college professors, CEOs, and I'm having a dismal success rate doing that. I'm finding
certainly you hear callers that have a 90 to 100%. Sometimes we get calls, the minority, where no one's waking up. What type of response are you getting?
Well, I'm getting negative response, but I give them to college professors who scoff and in fact, I've been ostracized by some of my family members who are college professors, and they think that I'm the crazy one. But when you give them to a track hoe operator or a post mailman or the guy that works at the convenience store, they are that percentage is They're turning around. They're asking for more copies of tapes.
So you're
Where
having
can they
problems.
Learn more?
You're having problems with educated idiots. Paul, you want to talk about this phenomenon?
People, if you offer tapes to people that are basically locked into the system, then obviously they're going to give you a reaction which isn't beneficial, because if you tell people that have been locked into this system for basically all their life that they've been basically the minions for this giant corrupt bureaucracy which feeds a wider agenda, then obviously their life up to that point is basically has been of minimal importance, and so obviously their natural instincts kick in where they're going to defend their existence up to that point, because basically you're giving them a kernel of truth which will destroy the entire foundation of their job, their life up to that point.
One thing, Alex?
Yes.
If I may add, one thing that disturbs me a little bit, I gave some tapes to some Christian friends a couple weeks ago, and I asked them just this morning how the tapes are going, and they said they watched them and they're scared to death. They also made a comment. They said that Jesus and God's going to take care of it. And I'm sitting on the fence as far as religion goes. I haven't made my own choice about that. But I told them that, that we citizens everywhere need to stand up to tyranny and to evil. That's your responsibility.
Well, let me just say this, and thanks for the call. It's an important question. Christ stood up to the tyranny of his day. Daniel did. The prophets did. The disciples did. The founding fathers did. I mean, what happened with Hitler? What happened with Stalin and Mao? This is a modern view that lay down, God's going to handle it all. And that's not true. God said, stand up, reprove the works of darkness, stand up to evil. And so you've got this modern, neutered church by the government, just like they have in China, the patriotic church. And so these people are afraid. They're copping out. And they're destroying themselves, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the people that react to videos like yours badly, I mean, they know that the government has lied so much that they're starting to apply that ethic to the general population. So when you tell them something, they think that you're lying, because the government has been caught lying so many times. It's just this climate of deception. They've just applied it to everybody because it's been so ingrained into them by the government.
Well, also, he was saying these Christians woke up to it, but were still like, well, God will handle it. God wants you to tie your shoelaces, folks. Let's talk to one last caller, Alan, and I believe it's in Michigan. Alan, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. Paul, I've ordered your book, and I eagerly await its arrival, Order Out of Chaos. I used to be in London Fire Brigade, and I was actually a backup for the Moorgate collision in London Underground. And I know that if we had arrived at the Lady Diana accident, she would have been out of that vehicle at least within 15, 20 minutes, no doubt. I have a question for you. If the as every thinking person knows that the media is controlled by the elite, what is the function of the London Daily Mirror now giving out all this information?
Well, let me take that first and see if Paul agrees. And Paul, you say whatever you think here. Throwing it in our face, plus they can't hide everything, so they have to inoculate us to it, just kind of later bring it out to give us a feeling of desperation and that they're omnipresent. I mean, the British lords of old would kill their family right out in the open, cut their wives' head off in front of a crowd of 1,000. Paul?
Well, yeah, there's so much evidence that goes even deeper than what Diana revealed, that the London Mirror are, in effect, whitewashing things, but the caller mentioned that he was part of a unit which would respond immediately to circumstances such as Diana's car crash. And the fact is that Diana conflicting with the official reports was basically almost out of the car, and the official explanation for the delay between her getting her out of the car and to the hospital, the hour and a half delay, was that she was trapped within the vehicle, but she was out of the car. So again, that goes back to the response which was delayed.
Yes, final comments, Alan.
You have any opinion about why the Mirror would actually put in our face about Diana's brother's statements?
Well,
blackballing him.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They had to kill her because she was pregnant. She was going public. She was fighting landmines. She was a loose cannon. So, number one, greater damage would have done by not killing her. And then later, if it leaks out that they did kill her, there's nothing we can do, they say, so just let us know. It's like Dr. David Kelly. That's a message. They did it sloppy, so it's a message. Hey, you blow the whistle on us, we'll kill you. That's what the mafia does. A lot of times they'll kill somebody and let everybody know it's a message, Paul.
As with Jackie Kennedy.
And Piers Morgan, the actual publisher of the Daily Mirror, came out the day of and the day after these revelations were revealed and said that while these stories are interesting, it doesn't prove that Diana was killed in anything other than an accident. So the actual publisher of the Daily Mirror is out giving interviews to CNN, whitewashing the whole thing.
And a lot
right
of
now.
This is, a great point, Paul, and thanks for the call, Alan. A lot of this is they've got to report some corruption to, quote, control the way the story's going against the alternative media and to try to create some credibility there. Paul's got to go, but before he goes, Paul, Order Out of Chaos, in a minute and a half, describe the book, why folks should get your book that I published.
Well, in Order Out of Chaos, one of the things that I go into detail about, which is rarely covered in other books, is the way in which New World Order choose to proceed in implementing their agenda. And in one sense, this is characterized by how legislation is passed to further centralize power. We talked about the European National ID card earlier. And the European Union always advanced this federalist dictatorship by taking small baby steps. And we see that right across the world, how this legislation is introduced in tiny steps so people don't realize what it led back to and the fact that it leads back to an overall agenda. I mean, the BBC reported that the single currency, and this was after the Bilderberg meeting, was planned, and this was in the EU's archive, was planned right back since the 50s. So we have a memory of history, and that's what I try to expose in the book, that this is an overall agenda, and it's not just to do with modern-day events. It goes back throughout history.
And having a long-term memory is something that really hurts Big Brother. That's why they're trying to create a memory hole system where we now see them retroactively, months later, editing transcripts, editing news articles across the board. This shows that unseen hand becoming very visible. Absolutely. So, folks, you need to get Ordered Out of Chaos, 300-plus pages full of diagrams, documents, government-sponsored terror, what the New World Order is, a lot of key stuff. $19.95. When you order one, get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift. I hope you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order it, and in any of the other great films or books. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's an impressive and important and scholarly but riveting work. Folks, help us move this thing. Help us get it out to the people. It's up to you. Paul Watson, I wanted to take a second out to thank you for your amazing dedication, your insight, your work on PrisonPlanet.com, my website, and I just want to thank you for your great work, sir, and God bless you.
Okay, I mean, we're starting to have a few victories at the moment with the pro-life cause, so it's definitely starting to pay off, and it's always a pleasure.
All right, thank you, Paul. Take care. All right, I'm going to get into the victory with Terry Schiavo and Schindler and the false victory with the partial birth abortion ban, which really isn't doing that, and a bunch of global news. And I want to take more calls for the balance of the broadcast. We've got about an hour and 12 minutes left in this transmission. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 2003. If you agree with me, you disagree, got points you want to add about Princess Diana, about Terry Schiavo Schindler, about the partial birth abortion ban not really being a ban. If you want to talk about Israel saying they're going to start nuking Iran, North Korea threatening everybody after being armed by the globalists, you want to talk about all this Second Amendment legislation, pro and con, Ron Paul's new bill, any of these subjects, you disagree with me. You disagree with something I've said or something I do or something I'm putting forward. This broadcast is not censored. We're wide open. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Get involved on air, and we're going to cover more news. I'm going to come back in the next segment, go to calls, go to news. Right now, let me just add a extension to what I was saying about Order Out of Chaos. Paul sent me sample chapters of when he was writing it. He had a publisher. They said it was too hardcore. He got out of that deal with a publisher. I published Order Out of Chaos. The book is absolutely incredible. It is, if you want to be an expert on the New World Order, this, if you're going to get one item, one book, this is it. Like Road to Tyranny is the one film you got to have. And 1995, folks, and also your purchase supports this broadcast. I'm the publisher of this book. If you want to be a distributor of it, and then we'll sell it to you at half price to be a distributor. It's not in your bookstore, at your church, or if your radio station isn't selling it, or my videos. We're looking for that as well. And you can call my office at 512-291-5750. If you want to be a distributor, want to set that up, 512-291-5750. It's up to you, the grassroots, to get this book out, to get my book out, to get the films out. The toll-free number to order the videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the nine titles. $8 off when you get a second Order Out of Chaos to give as a gift to somebody. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And every dime of the support you give us by getting the videos that I allow you to make copies of, by the way, that I want you to make copies of for nonprofit, not for sale purposes, goes to fight the New World Order. Goes to fund making more films. Goes to pay for shortwave. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com with our wonderful shopping cart that my wife designed there at Yahoo. All right, we're out of time for this segment. News, your calls, a ton of vital info to the future of the Republic and the world straight ahead.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns. The truth hurts, but it hurts a lot worse to stumble around in the dark and fall into one of these pits. Your children, your country, the future of humanity and civilization depends on you waking up, getting informed, standing up, fighting back, taking our government, our culture back. Before we go to Charlie in New York and others that are holding, this is out of News with Views on our websites. The Partial Birth Abortion Scam by David Brownlow. After 30 years of empty promises by the pro-life leaders in the U.S. Congress, it came as no surprise that they would pass a completely meaningless ban on a barbaric and indefensible method of child killing, known as the Partial Birth Abortion. And it says Senate Bill S-3 and House Bill H.R. 760 provided ironclad proof that it is impossible to spend decades voting for the lesser of two evils and end up with anything but evil. It does look like the Senate and the House will work out the language in their respective bills and send it to the President Bush to sign. Unfortunately, there appears to be no argument on the key wording of the actual ban. Both of these bills allow a doctor, in quotes, to kill a child during the very process of birth until, quote, from the bill, in the case of the head-first presentation, the entire fetal head is outside the body of the mother, or in case of a breech presentation, the child should be killed before any part of the fetal trunk passes the navel is outside the body of the mother, so they can have the baby up to before its navel and go ahead and kill it. Just chop its legs off. So they got to make sure, keep it up in there and kill it. And so that's your partial birth abortion. Keep it right up to 9 months. Kill them all you want. Kill babies that can be adopted on the spot. Just kill, kill, kill. I told you they wouldn't do this. Trent Lott was going to pass a real partial birth abortion ban. And that's why, oh, he said that Strom Thurmond might would have been a good president at his going away party. Meanwhile, Arnold's running around saying, I love Nazis. I love gay porno mags. I hate women. Oh, boy. And that's good Christianness. But, oh, Trent Lott's got to go. This is not a ban. Those are targeting coordinates, plain and simple. The abortionists may be cunning, but they are certainly not stupid. This will not even slow them down. A law that protects only a child in the last 10 seconds of 9-month pregnancy is a total fraud. It is hard to imagine how anyone could even write a law that would provide fewer restrictions on the legal killing of a human being. As such, it is highly unlikely even on a single child will be saved. But that doesn't matter. You're going to hear the neocons all over talk radio celebrating their conservatism. They had to do this because you put the pressure on them. Keep it up. It's like Terry. They weren't going to save her. The governor could have done it until massive pressure in the legislature moved. Then he had to do something. Let's talk to Charles in New York. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Alex. I have a question concerning the powers that be. Do you think it's totally orchestrated, or is there factions amongst these groups amongst themselves?
Okay, there are different management teams run by allied chiefs of crime syndicates. Like you'll have the New York mob, the classic Italian mob, who are the main bosses with the most power, with the most votes in a committee, and they tell the Kansas City and the Chicago and the L.A. and the New Jersey mob what to do, and sometimes have fights with each other and battle over turf, but everybody knows who the big bosses are. That's how the New World Order works. They're different management teams, and the globalists allow certain competition amongst those management teams for who can expand turf, who can put in the dehumanization agenda faster. They will be rewarded with top chieftain jobs over subdirectorates and governorships.
Well, eventually it results in a nuclear exchange, doesn't it, down the road? I mean, that's what we're looking at. How is something like that promoted, sir?
A limited nuclear exchange to scare the world into accepting total world government, total world tax, and gun confiscation.
Is there a targeted area that's deemed expendable?
Yeah, Taiwan, South Korea, and anywhere in the United States,
really?
as well as Syria, Iran, and Libya. They may be the first to get vaporized. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's fine.
Third hour of transmission, 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.